This is Marketplace from American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill. Last time you decided to go out to eat, how'd you choose? A quick search on Yelp, or did you dig up a restaurant critic's review? For me, it was Yelp. It's just easier. So in this age of online food reviews, how much does it matter what professional critics think? Sam Harnett went out in San Francisco to see how restaurant criticism, professional and amateur, affects businesses.
Matt Strauss has a classic restaurant story. He started at a local McDonald's and then worked his way into San Francisco's fine dining scene. After 23 years, he finally opened his own place, the Heirloom Cafe.
Chesapeake Fire, 3 bacon onion tarts, please.
Then a year later, it happened. The bad review. If you've seen the movie Chef, where Jon Favreau loses it on a critic, you're familiar with the fantasy response to getting panned.
And you don't do anything. What do? You sit and you eat and you vomit those words back? It hurts!
It was as though somebody had announced that we were the emperor with no clothes, you know? It was devastating.
Strauss thought that bad review would ruin him. Instead, he actually got a bump in business from all his regulars.
Many of them came up to me and said, wow, that was really, you know, that was a crazy review what he wrote.
And Strauss's Heirloom Cafe already had some good write-ups and positive comments from diners on sites like OpenTable. Plus, he had a 4 out of 5 star rating on Yelp. Those online reviews affect business more than a critic's opinion, says restaurant owner Matt Schuster.
Because it really is one of the most popular ways for people to come into a restaurant.
Schuster takes Yelp ratings so seriously at his restaurant Canela that he uses them to reward his managers and waitstaff.
If they get mentioned in a 5-star review, they get a $25 gift card, and it's tied into our manager and our sous chef's bonus structure.
It makes sense. Studies at UC Berkeley and Harvard show that increasing the average Yelp rating by even a 0.5-star can have a real impact on business. That doesn't mean old-style critics no longer count. Heather Irwin is a food writer and blogger in California wine country. She says a review in a local paper can put a new restaurant on the map before online ratings accumulate. And it's a nice trophy.
Even though it might sound a little old-fashioned, the restaurants really like to have that plaque with the restaurant review from the newspaper posted in their lobby.
When things don't go a restaurant's way, well, Leslie Brenner knows something about that. She's the dining critic at the Dallas Morning News, whose criticism infuriated a chef and some local restaurateurs. Now, they're trying to compromise her reviews by not letting her pay. With a free meal, she's got a conflict of interest.
They're saying that they're not happy with our star system.
The paper's been using that same system for decades, says Brenner, but it may now change.
I think it's one of the things that may evolve along with the way, you know, the profession is evolving.
As in getting in line with the rest of the foodie universe. It's been chipping away at newspaper audiences with its bloggers and sexy photos of artisanal cocktails, shishi barbecue, and celebrity chefs. Some critics, like Brenner, want to be more than just judges. They want to be part of the larger food conversation. And for that, they've even traded in their sacred anonymity. Brenner says in an age of Twitter and cell phones and social media, masquerading is a distraction. And besides, she says, all the restaurant owners know who she is anyway. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.